last part, devastating Guardians of the Globe massacre. We see Nolan outside his home, talking to who we will come to find out is Damian Darkblood. And looking at his outfit, I'm getting some serious Rorschach vibes from him. He didn't look like this in the show, but with the white thing on his back of his head, I mean, I'm getting some serious Rorschach vibes. And it looks like they're discussing Black Samson being the number one suspect. This wasn't talked about at all in the show. The comic is pushing pretty hard. Black Samson might be the person that did this to the Guardians of the Globe. And Nolan is just rolling with it, right? He's rolling with it. Hell yeah, I think so maybe too. Omni-Man alludes to the fact that even at full power with his powers, Black Samson wasn't even able to take on a single member of the Guardians of the Globe. But it doesn't rule him out as a suspect to Damian Darkblood. So if we really think about this, Omni-Man's role right now is to weaken Earth's defenses, right? And he's got to take out the strongest defending members of Earth. The champions, we'll call them. And it looks like Black Samson didn't even make the cut. So, weakest Guardian member we're seeing, and apparently not much of a threat in Omni-Man's eyes, since he let him live, right? We get to see Invincible enter his bedroom, a crying Adam Eve. She just witnessed Rex and Kate having a goddamn orgy, okay? And she's very upset. But the funniest part about this, I mean, it's not funny at all, right? Poor girl's heart's devastated. But the funniest part about this, Debbie walks in. They're in like a what do you want to call it? Like a suspicious, what the fuck they call it? Their bodies are looking pretty damn suspicious the way that he's consoling her, right? And Debbie's like, yo, what the fuck's going on in here? I mean, it looks like she's giving him the business, you know what I mean? Mark's kind of like, yo, it's not what it looks like, Mom. And immediately we go to the talk. Debbie thinks that they're having sex, they're together, and it's just a big misunderstanding. But of course, she doesn't believe Mark at all. Real quick, we finally get to see Amber, or who I think is Amber. She passes Mark a note in the high school, and this is literally the first time we see her. They don't show anything else. There was never any, like, banter back and forth. The only difference here is Amber is white in the comic, and she's black in the show. And as soon as she enters the comic, she exits. We don't see her again for a while. So with the big massacre, we know that the Guardians of the Globe have a giant funeral service. And Mark and Nolan are both going. And on the way, he sees Elephant Guy committing a crime and absolutely whoops his ass. And I actually forget what this guy's name was. In the show, Nolan has to basically make him go and deal with this guy. He's like, yo, there's a Elephant Man is fucking causing a robbery and you need to go do it. And Mark didn't want to do it. He makes him.
Hey, Dad.
Mark, I'm watching the elephant rob a store downtown. He'd be perfect practice for you.
I'm not really in the mood.
Mark.
Okay, I'm coming.
But in the comic, Mark just, any crime he sees, he's fucking him up. We get to the funeral. Damian Darkblood is like a gossip queen. In the show, he doesn't talk to too many people. But in the comic, it looks like he's talked to everybody. Pretty much everybody at the funeral eyes up Black Samson, and they're like whispering about how he's the prime suspect. And I actually don't remember this guy in the show. We'll check the footage, but Damian Darkblood is looks like he's good friends with Savage Dragon. Omni-Man starts up his speech, and we end up seeing the Mueller twins showing up in the background. People are like, whoa, what the hell? Omni-Man's like, the hell are you doing here? And even Invincible, you know, what, you guys better not start any trouble. Mueller twins are basically saying, the Guardians of the Globe were incredible adversaries, and we totally respect them, and we're giving our condolences. And I think this is kind of cool. I have this theory, and I haven't read through the comics. Whatever you guys see me saying right now, this is all I know in the comics. In the show, in the comics, they don't seem like villains. okay? They might be anti-heroes, but who else is an anti-hero? Wolverine, Venom, the Punisher. We like all these guys. I think that they are anti-heroes, and we just misunderstand whatever their motives are. We don't know their backstory, but who knows? I could be wrong. Everything seems fine, and all of a sudden, boom! A guy shows up with a super suit on. He is fucking pissed. He makes it known that he's mad the Guardians of the Globe are dead. He wanted to kill him himself. We look closer and we realize this is Black Samson's butler. He's the one that stole the suit from part two. Sanford just starts saying how he's trying to get revenge for Black Samson. He's mad that they fired his ass when he lost his powers. And he just starts trying to fuck everybody up at the funeral now. They just start shooting his ass, launching fucking missiles and shit at him. And he cracks some dude right in the jaw. And just like that, Omni-Man punches him in the back of the head. And homie's out for the count. Later on, Invincible gets home, looks at the note that he got from Amber. Remember in the show, she made the bully give it to him?
Amber Bennett also wants to know if you'd like her number.
What?
Do you want Amber's phone number?
And it's the exact same thing. It's her phone number. Call me. And it looks like they use a real phone number in the comic. None of that 555 bullshit. Just like in the show, except different locations. William wants a ride from Invincible into the sky because he's always wanted to fly. Mark doesn't put his costume on. He just picks his ass up, flies through the sky, and says, "This is so gay." And William couldn't look fucking happier. He's loving it. We still don't know if he is gay in the comic like he was in the show, but this could be foreshadowing. Who the hell knows? But let's be honest. If your buddy knew how to fly, you'd want to go up too, wouldn't you? I know I would. Let's go. I don't give a shit if you think it's gay. Bring my ass up. Let's go. Later on, some time goes on, and we are in a different part of the universe. We see this, like, fake-ass Star Trek crew. When I say fake-ass, it's like an exact replica, just like the Guardians of the Globe to the Justice League. This is legit Star Trek. They're in a gigantic ship. It's going towards this star. They're all worried that they're gonna die. They're trying everything they can. All of a sudden, boom! The ship rocks like it just hit something. And there's Alan the Alien. Just fucking flexing, baby!
Amateurs.
Alan saves the day. They thank him. They're like, holy shit, this guy's got strong telepathic powers. And they're like, where are you heading? And he says, Earth. And they never even heard of Earth. And then he just jets off. He's on his way. In the show, we don't really get to see anything about Alan. And it's cool to see he's got some little side quests and shit going on. There's more to him than just the couple times that we see him sitting on the moon with Mark. You know what I mean? Another cool little part. There's a page dedicated to Mark's birthday. And he watched zombie movies all day. And he's basically had enough. And then Nolan comes and he's like, yo, one more. Come on, let's do it. And they watch a zombie movie together. And that's, I like that. That's an awesome nod to, you know, potentially the Walking Dead series. You know, the zombies being a big part of Robert Kirkman's comics. Just like we always see this, Science Dog? Space Dog? We see a lot of that all the time. And we know that's another comic that he's writing. And there might be others too. I'm just not familiar with them. If you know any others, let me know in the comments. So just like the bomber from part one that Mark deals with and was never in the show at all, we find some new villains that also weren't in the show as well. The Lizard League. And it looks like there's a ton of these motherfuckers, like a ton of, you know, stronger foes in the Lizard League. We'll call them like alpha anti-heroes. There's a top dog, but then he's got a couple of guys that are also super strong, right? It looks like these guys have the motive of poisoning the water supply. You know, standard villain shit. There's a big giant one. His name's Komodo Dragon. He's strong enough to knock Mark off of his fucking feet. Cracks Invincible pretty well. And when I say pretty well, I mean Invincible got fucked up. Probably got a concussion, right? If Adam Eve wasn't there, They might have got one over on him altogether. But Adam Eve shows up, and we get to see her flex her powers a little bit. More so than she did in the show. She actually solidifies the air. And I don't know what the fuck happens. Uses it as like a goddamn wall hammer. And just smashes both of these guys' faces. And blood's coming out and shit. I mean, she did way more damage than Invincible did. She even made a point to control all of the steel conduits and piping. Kind of like what you see behind me. And wrap it around every single member. I mean, her powers are unbelievable. In my eyes, right now, aside from Omni-Man and his feats we've seen so far, she seems pretty unbelievable. Her powers, she's one of the strongest. That's what I see. And no spoilers. No spoilers if you know something. So with Adam Eve's help, they destroy the Lizard League. They get arrested and everything. And now we get to the part where the tryouts by Robot are happening for the new Guardians of the Globe, since all their members perished. Without even seeing the one-on-one fights, Rex and Monster Girl butt heads. Rex is talking shit, and Monster Girl gives it back to him. He's like, what the fuck are your powers even? And she's like, you want to see him? And he's like, yeah, show me. And she starts transforming. He gets scared as hell, and it don't matter. Once that transformation starts, she fucking, bam, uppercuts his ass. Blood spraying out of his mouth from far away, coming out of the shitters. Remember, Mark takes a lot of shits in the comic. Mark can see over the crowd, Monster Girl towering. She looks way bigger in the comic than in the show. Just fucking throwing Rex across the whole goddamn building. Rex manages to get off a little explosion, and it ain't enough. She is going for the kill. Pow! Invincible's like, who let you in, ugly? Thinking it's like a big-ass monster. She reverts back to her little girl form. Everybody's like, oh my god, that guy just hit a little girl. And he's like, oh shit. I didn't mean to, I didn't know. And this is where we find something out in the comic that wasn't in the show. Monster Girl says, I can't be hurt in my monster form. So we'll find out later on, but as far as I've got so far, I haven't seen her take damage in monster form and then be hurt in her human form. I don't know if they gave her a nerf in the show. In the show, we know she gets fucked up as the monster, and then she still has the damage as a little girl. Same screening process happens, and the same people get picked to be on the new Guardians of the Globe. The only difference I'm seeing here is Shrinking Ray in the comics is a man, and in the show, Shrinking Ray is a woman. After a hard day's work, it looks like some time's gone on, and those phone calls have been paying off, because Mark's got Amber over, and they're making out in his bedroom. And who stops over but Adam Eve? And she sees them making out in the house, and she's visibly upset. I mean, she's upset. In the show, it kind of looked like she just shrugged it off like it wasn't a big deal. Maybe she was happy for Mark.
Good for you, Mark.
But in the comic, she's upset. You can see that she was hoping that would be her in there doing that. You know what I mean? And I mean, as far as people that watch the show and the comics, it'd be nice to see those two together. Superhero couple. They don't really show anything with Amber so far. She doesn't even speak. She didn't even speak in this damn comic so far. Just like in the show, the Mueller twins are resurrecting Immortal. We don't get to see the cool flash of the past like we did in the show, though. I really like seeing that he was like a caveman, and then they showed him as like Abraham Lincoln and all that shit. That was really cool. And we got to see how he got his powers. It was like some kind of weird glowing orb thing. They don't show any of that shit in the comic. More time goes on. Invincible fights Doc Seismic again. Nothing different compared to the show. Other than the fact that Adam Eve didn't give him a hand in this. Mark does it all on his own. Remember, he's like OP in the comic compared to the show. Just like I think Adam Eve is. Everybody in the fucking comics is way more powerful than they are in the show. A cool little feature is, in the middle of the night, Omni-Man was about to break to Mark the "we need to talk," and it didn't go through. It was bad timing, right? But Omni-Man was about to break it to him in the middle of the night. That would have been cool to see. Sleepy and shit. Yo, Mark, just want to tell you, everybody you care about probably gonna kill him because the Viltrumites are coming. But that didn't happen. We get to see Damian Darkblood at the Guardians of the Globe headquarters with like the massacre when they're doing all their like detective work. We get to see him interact with two characters that weren't in the show at all. We got to see the director, but we didn't get to see these people. It's like a chick with a robot arm and a dude that's got like the Nick Fury eye patch. And they look like they're the top detectives on it. They kind of sass Damian a little bit. In the show, he never did or said anything like demonic about being like super violent or anything. But in the comic, he literally tells this chick, "You're lucky I'm not doing the same shit I used to do, or I would eat your fucking face." I would eat your fucking face for speaking to me like that. Damian in the comic ain't nobody to be pushed around, you know what I'm saying? There's a reason that he was thrown into hell. And he seems like a fucking beast. But he doesn't eat anyone's face. Cool little addition there. Black Samson visits Sanford in prison. He's cleaning up his cell and shit. We get to see Omni-Man back at work, saving the day. There's this giant fucking Kraken-looking octopus mega beast. And it's fucking up a roller coaster. People are falling off. Luckily, Omni-Man's there to catch them. Without much of a struggle, Omni-Man whoops this fucking thing's ass. Reporters are there. Omni-Man's like, "Have no worry, everyone's safe now." Then, boom! Out of nowhere, Immortal slams into Omni-Man, smashing him into the fucking sand. "Why did you do it?" Omni-Man fucking grabs his ass and rips up into the atmosphere, which is a good move. We gotta get this motherfucker away from the cameras. They share some words. Omni-Man's like, "You should have stayed dead." Omni-Man and Immortal are fucking going blow for blow in the skies. Omni-Man throws out, "I killed you once, I'll kill you again." Actually, probably sound like this. "I killed you once." You don't sound like that. "I killed you once and I'll kill you again." Guess who's in earshot? Little Marky Poo. He's hovering back there. Oh no. What the hell's Dad talking about? None of that eye bullshit happens. Omni-Man ain't taking any damage again. He punches right through him and then fucking X gon' give it to ya. Does the old DMX side fucking slash and blows him into pieces. Omni-Man, just soaked in blood, notices his son there and throws out the, "We need to talk." So we are getting very close to the end of the comics that match up with the show. We probably have two more parts after this, and then we'll be all caught up and we'll see what you guys want to do. If you guys want to continue watching, and then I'll try to go through what I think will be in season two and what I think won't be. Hold on a second. But yeah, the comics and the show, lots of differences. Lots of differences. They clearly made it so it would be refreshing to indulge in both. I like the side stories that are in the comic that aren't in the show. And maybe one day we will actually see some of those villains come into the show, but as for now, none of them are. It'll definitely be interesting to see the role that Black Samson plays in the show, because it seems like he lost a lot of his spotlight that he got in the comic. Same thing with his butler. We don't know where that's going. At the same time, though, we saw a lot more of Teen Team in the show than we did in the comic. Comic doesn't really give them much of anything. The whole Titan side story as well, we haven't seen yet. Maybe that's in the next ones, once I finish. I really like that Titan side story. Titan is a I mean, he falls into the same category as the Mahler twins in my eyes. He's like an anti-hero, right? He's not good, he's not bad. He does bad things, but we don't know his motives. He's got good intentions. In the show, he has good intentions. You know, he's trying to help his community and stuff. And whatever he's got to do to reach those goals, he's going to do. He's got to worry about his family. And hopefully that ends up being in the comics when I read them next. But yeah, let me know in the comments what you guys think. What'd you think of this part? Things are fucking heating up and I'm loving it. And remember, like, comment, subscribe to keep me motivated to keep on making these. And remember, if you're preoccupied or you're driving and you just want to listen to these episodes, I have a podcast. I'm on Spotify, Anchor, I can't even remember the rest. I'm on a bunch. I'll post the links in the description. And guys, sorry about the late video posting. I kind of got a little injured and that messed with my posting time. As you can see, a little bit of an injury. I almost got red rushed, okay? I'll see you guys soon.